Live from the mist-enshrouded mountaintop fortress that is X and Y Communications Headquarters, you're listening to the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
Hey, all right. Welcome again to another big episode of the world-famous Mountaintop Podcast. My name is Scott McKay, at Scott McKay on Twitter, Real Scott McKay on Instagram, Scott McKay on YouTube. You can find us on the web at mountaintoppodcast.com. And as always on Facebook, the group is the Mountaintop Summit. With me today is a returning guest. He's a guy I've known for, man, it's got to be probably a dozen years now. He and I have hung out together in person on several occasions. He's a solid dude who has solid advice for guys who want to meet a sexy woman and have a great girlfriend. And all the way from New Jersey is my good friend, longtime friend, none other than Bobby Rio. Bobby, how you doing, man?
Good, man. It's great to be back. Thanks for inviting me on here again. I know every time me and you do one of these kind of audio conversations, and we always kind of gel well, and I always have fun doing it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, it's kind of a two-pronged thing. It's not only about throwing down some good information. It's about kind of being entertaining and having some fun at it while we're doing it. Yeah, man, no doubt. And, you know, on that note, I came up with a pretty, let's call it intriguing, if not downright incendiary topic today, which is when other guys want your woman. And we're going to hit this from a lot of different angles, you guys. Hopefully other guys won't be hitting your women from a lot of different angles. That's what we're hoping to avoid here. And this goes for a woman you may have your sights on, but you aren't really dating her yet, and other guys are also interested in her. It could be a woman who you're socializing with, who you're just starting to date, and maybe she's telling you about all the other guys who are trying to go out with her at the same time. And yes, it may even be a woman you're already in a relationship with, and other guys are trying to hit on her, maybe get her to cheat on you. All these other irritating things, up to and including when one of her own girlfriends doesn't like you and is trying to set her up with other guys. You know, maybe her family members are trying to actively break her up with you because they'd rather see her with someone else. All these things are irritating. They all harsh your buzz, don't they, Bobby? Because you got this woman, you're trying to have a good, decent relationship with her. You know you're the right guy for her. Maybe she even feels this way, but, you know, here we are. Where do you want to start with this?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say when their friends or their family is trying to set them up with somebody else. And what's interesting about that is sometimes it actually works to your advantage because of this natural inborn thing a lot of women have to kind of rebel against their friends or their family or whatever. And a lot of times it actually pushes her closer to you when they do that, which I just thought was funny because of the fact that you wouldn't expect it. But a lot of times the more their friends don't like you, the more they actually kind of cling to you.
Yeah, that's actually very true. No doubt if her parents are trying to push her on some guy.
Yeah.
That's like the kiss of death.
Yeah, that guy has no chance if it's her parents doing it. Yeah.
I will say, though, if you meet her mom and her mom likes you after she's decided she liked you first, you're pretty much in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. But yeah, there's always this revenge factor against a dad who was rude to her or abused her growing up or whatever issues they have with their parents. You know, they're not going to go with the guy who's being recommended to them by their own parents, and certainly your Aunt Bertha or whatever. But, you know, then you have this friend of hers, and for some reason she just doesn't like you.
Yeah.
And she keeps trying to introduce her to the kind of guys that she thinks her friend ought to be with.
Yeah.
And I agree. I've found almost every time that that backfires. And all you have to do is keep your composure, treat it as like a non-issue with regard to your own girlfriend, the woman you're seeing, you know. Because if she actually goes ahead and decides, ooh, you know what, maybe this guy my friend's introducing me to is better than you anyway, you know, chances are you're probably better off without that woman to begin with if she's that flighty, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a you know, as you're saying that, I don't know if you ever saw the movie The Breakup with Vince Vaughn.
I have.
Jennifer. Okay, so I thought he handled it really well where she's trying to go out on dates and he's just so casual and cool about it when her friend is setting her up with that really good-looking guy. And he just kind of finds the little – he never rebels against it. He never gets mad about it. He just kind of like subtly acts like, oh, yeah, that guy's cool. But he gives him almost like the way Donald Trump kind of brand somebody with a nickname that kind of sticks. And he kind of does that for the other guys that she's trying to date. And it kind of undermines them, but he's totally cool about it. He never shows any jealousy. He just kind of gives them a little nickname, like, oh, your friend's trying to set you up with whatever, insert nickname. But he's playful about
pizza
it.
Delivery like, boy.
Yeah, pizza delivery boy. Right. Yeah. Like, oh, how's your friend still trying to set you up with pizza delivery boy? And you're kind of giving off an attitude, like you said, like you don't care. You find it funny. I think that's a great way to handle it. And if you haven't seen that movie, even just watching the way he handles that situation might be a good learning experience.
You know, lest we lose hundreds of guys out there listening who probably deliver pizza on the side as a hustler. I got to tell you, I delivered pizza all through college.
So did I.
And it was one of my favorite jobs of all time. It was like a video game. It was like the Great Race. It was like you, a pizza, your beat up car, and a clock.
And funny, Scott, because I was talking about this with my friends at a wedding yesterday, that because we all had done it. And this was pre-GPS. So,
oh, hell yeah.
People that may be delivering pizzas now, you don't know how easy you have it. When we used to do it, we have to look at a big map before we left with the pizza and then try to find a random street in our town that you'd never been to just by memorizing a map before you leave. So,
oh, hell yeah. That was part of the fun, memorizing your entire neighborhood. And you know what? I don't know. I think I'm a little older than you. My pizza delivery days were even back when it was free if it wasn't there in 30 minutes or less.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, basically Domino's and them decided that was legal mayhem and they stopped doing it, probably for good reason. But, you know, as my boss built ultimate confidence in my ability to get the job done, and as I, like you said, memorized the entire map, got all that down, he would hand me three or four pizzas and go, have at it. And I mean, the clock was ticking on all three or four of them. It was just crazy. I loved it. Man, shifts went by in a snap. I mean, I could work 8, 10 hours. It seemed like 10 minutes because I was just out there trying to beat the clock the whole time. I was hoping for more time the whole time I was working. But if pizza delivery boy is trying to pick up on your chick, you know, he better have some game that you don't have. So what happens if there's a guy who comes along and he's just decided you and her, there's no way I should be with her, not you. And he starts flirting with her. And this can happen in different situations. So let's start off with that one-off situation where, say, you're out to dinner with a woman or you're hanging out with her somewhere fun and you excuse yourself to the bathroom and you come back and here's this guy chatting her up. How do you handle that situation? First of all, how should she handle that situation? And then how should you handle that situation?
So, you know, you brought up a good point, Scott, because how she handles it in that sort of situation kind of tells you a lot about her, right? If you're out on a date with her and you go to the bathroom and you come back and she's openly flirting with somebody else, she's probably signaling to you that you probably don't want to invest too much of your time and energy into this woman, right? Because that's completely disrespectful to do. Like if I'm out on a first date with a woman and another girl comes over to me while she's in the bathroom, like I will cut that conversation as short as I can before the woman comes back, because that's the respectful thing to do when you're out on a date with somebody, right? So I think, you know, the first thing you want to even consider is, like, if she's openly giving that other guy a lot of her attention while she's on a date with you, that says a lot about her, right? And, you know, what's funny, and I know you do coaching as well, is a lot of times guys will say something like that to me, right? They'll describe a situation with a woman and they'll say, well, she does this, right? Insert rude, disrespectful behavior. And they're trying to get my help in, you know, getting her to want to be their girlfriend. And I'm like, you know, as you explain everything this woman is doing, don't you understand that maybe she's not like worthy of being your girlfriend? Like, you know, it's funny, guys, sometimes they don't want to hear that, you know, they just want to know the strategy. So in that sort of situation, I tend to like think the best response is never to be a dick about it, right? It's never to call out the guy. I usually kind of do a little bit of a slightly condescending, like, hey, man, what's up? Like, where I'm just kind of showing him, like, in a nice way that, hey, we're out together. We're having fun. Like, she's with me tonight, right? Like, in that sort of situation, it's a little more awkward because you're not her boyfriend, right? You don't have claim to her other than the fact that you guys are on a first date. So you can't really say, hey, she's with me. The way you might when it's your longer term girlfriend. In that sort of situation, I would normally just go to the guy like, hey, man, what's up? Who are you here with? Like, just kind of put the conversation between me and him now so that he's no longer talking to her. Like, I interject it. I'll kind of talk to him in a way that, like, when I say condescending, I don't want to sound like I'm condescending, but in a way that lets it be known that, hey, like, I'm interrupting your guys' conversation because we were here first. We were talking first. Does that make sense, Scott?
Yeah, it does. There's two things that are kind of swirling around in this conversation. First of all, the psychological element of what to do about this woman who's acting this way and why is she acting that way? And then what to do about the situation itself, the more practical element. And you mentioned that guys will come to you and say, how do I get this woman to stop talking to this guy and want to talk to me instead? And I have what I call the golden rule in reverse, which is when someone would do something unto you, always ask yourself, would you in a million years ever do that unto someone else? And if the answer is hell no, then don't ever tolerate that behavior from other people. And I think a lot of times, Bobby, guys figure, oh, women are another whole species. They're not really human. And above and beyond all of that, they're out to get us anyway. They're all out to reject us. And, you know, that low view of women and that low view of your own value vis-a-vis women often contributes to guys expecting the worst in these situations and then excusing the worst when it happens as if that's just how women are. When deep down the truth is, actually, this isn't even deep down. This is right there on the surface, gentlemen. Women are human. And we talk about this all the time. Their DNA is probably closer to yours than it is to, say, a chimpanzee's. Therefore, they're human beings and they have the rights and privileges you do. Yeah, but they also should be held accountable for their own behavior the way you as a man are. So if a woman is treating you with that level of disrespect, or, you know, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt, she has no social skill and doesn't even realize that she's being lame, then you know what? She doesn't deserve you because you're better than that. So there's that. Let's just throw that on the table for the whole world to see. Second of all, what do you do about the exact situation in the moment? I love what you said about taking ownership of it. I'm going to, for lack of a better way to put it, take control of this conversation. Now, what I've done the number of times it's happened to me in my life, I got into the habit of just inviting the dude to sit down and have a beer with us. I was like, hey, man, you want to join us? Sit down. And what that did was it gave a very distinct psychological message to that guy who was trying to alpha me. Because, you know, guys who do that are getting their jollies. You know, they probably saw you with her and they're thinking, oh, this is going to be great. I'm just going to walk out with this guy's woman. When guys like that who are wired like that see that level of confidence in you, something almost chemical happens in their brain because, you see, they get off on the domination. They get off on winning. They get off on the competition. And when you are so game for their competition that you're inviting it and you're saying to them, hey, you know, sit down. This is going to be pretty fun. Then something inside them goes, wait a minute, you know what? This might not end well for me.
Yeah.
And then they leave, you know. I can just picture them. Because they're not going to put themselves in a position to have sat down with you and having a beer with you like a bro with this pretty girl in front of you who clearly would rather be with you instead of him and be the third wheel and actively be the one who put themselves in that situation on purpose. They're just not going to go there. So when they see that confidence, it makes them naturally back off because they don't want to be humiliated. They would rather not be humiliated than end up possibly with this girl that they're trying to talk to who they don't know from Eve, basically. So it has a very, very powerful psychological impact. But the caveat is, as you so brilliantly stated, Bobby, she's got to be a respectful person who understands the meaning that she's on a date with you. And yes, she's enjoying her time with you and doesn't want to risk that because of some douchey guy who's trying to hit on her. And oh, by the way, most women are keen to the fact that a guy who's like that isn't worth it to begin with.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on. So yeah, you know, I think that's a situation a lot of guys really do struggle with, especially after they start attracting really sexy, wonderful, beautiful women for the first time in their lives. That's something that guys are kind of not ready to deal with because, hey, you know, it's like, you know, you always wanted a beautiful woman. You always wanted a sexy girlfriend, but you didn't bargain for this part. This is something you didn't figure into the equation. So it's always good to talk about that.
I want to throw something in there, Scott, because, you know, we're talking and we're assuming that the guy himself, right, is playing no part in what's going on, right? We're assuming that it's all her fault. And here's the thing that I've realized is that if you're out with a woman and you're creating the vibe with her, and there is a vibe there. Other guys they're not going to even pick up on it, right? They're not going to attempt it. They can sense that there's a vibe there. So if you're out and other guys are doing this, oftentimes it's because you're coming across or you're treating her in more of a friend zone-y vibe. Maybe you're scared to, get any kind of physical with her. Maybe you're not flirting with her. Maybe you're a cardboard cutout that other people are looking at like you're just a coworker or something, because you're not manning up and being with her in that way that other people would go, oh, those two are probably together, you know. And I've been guilty of this, you know, where I've had that fear of showing too much interest in a woman. And what happens in those sort of situations is you come across as too friendly.
Yeah, I would agree with that to an extent. If you're out with a woman for a first or a second time and you're clicking and the chemistry is there, I do believe other guys will notice that and stay away. But like, I suppose in the situations as I look back where that was most likely to happen, it was when I was with a woman I'd been with for a while, maybe even my wife. And, you know, we're just bopping into a restaurant and I throw my coat on the table or on the back of the chair and go, hey, I'm going to go to the men's room. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't much social interaction or signaling to the outside world that we were hot and heavy for each other at that moment.
Yeah.
That's the times where it's been most likely to happen. So in the context of what you're talking about, I would say definitely. If she's out with you and she's giggling, laughing at your jokes and pawing you up and hugging you and thinks you're wonderful, I think most guys, even if they were the ultimate douchey boyfriend destroyer type of guys who've been reading too many pickup artist books, I think they would still stay away from that situation.
And she's not gonna entertain it, because if she's having that vibe has been created, you're almost creating a fortress, right? When you leave, she's more worried about, like, you know, pulling out her little makeup container to make sure she looks good and make sure when you come back. She's not – like another guy comes – he's not even going to get her attention if she's enjoying her time with you, right? If another guy is able to take her attention that way, it's probably because you're not doing your job as a man of creating a fun, flirty environment, right? Because, I mean, listen, I think it's disrespectful, and I would never, if I was out on a date with a woman, begin talking to another woman, right? I just wouldn't do that. As a person, I just think that's the same way I wouldn't with a friend at a party, go and spend the whole night talking to somebody else that I didn't come with, right? But point being is that, you know, we've all been on bad dates, right? And if you're on a bad date with a woman, it's your first date and she's just giving you nothing, it's going really bad, another woman walks over to you and shows interest in you, you are more likely to have your attention at least momentarily taken away, right? Whereas if you were out with a woman and you're vibing and it's going well, and then another girl comes over and is like, oh, hey, Scott, hey, I remember you from, you know, we used to know each other back in the day. You're going to kind of instinctively shut that down quickly because you know that this other girl's coming back. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in, because we are assuming a lot of time that it's the woman's fault if she does this. But I think that as a man, we have to say, hey, like, we are out with this woman. Are we bringing our best self? Are we making this a mutually fun environment, right?
Yeah, I think that's a point well taken. And certainly, if you were out with a woman and the date, like, you know, let's say you met her online and the date just wasn't going well, you knew it was going nowhere, and you had the opportunity of a lifetime right there with a woman you immediately clicked with. And I mean, this woman is someone you could have a future with. I think you could probably have some sort of conciliatory, have some sort of conciliatory mini conversation with the woman you were on the date with to begin with and say, hey, look, this is extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, notwithstanding the rarity of a situation like that, I think if you're with a woman and it's going so-so, I think you should do what you can at least to have integrity in that situation and see the date through. I do know a guy who I am coaching, and he saw a woman in a venue one night who was clearly not getting along with the guy she was on the date with. It was a first date. They didn't like each other at all. And the guy excused himself to the bathroom, and he went up to her and said, I would treat you so much better than he is. And I think you're adorable. You and I should go on a real date sometime, and I'll show you how this is really done. And the woman was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And she gave him her number, and they went out the next night and just, let's just say they hit it off really, really well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right, 100%. If you're failing to get this woman attracted to you, And she's demonstrating that to the outside world, and she can't get out of there fast enough. And she's sexy as hell. You know, you almost have to expect some other guy to capitalize on it. Even if he does it in a friendly, non-confrontational, under-the-radar manner like my friend did. You know, it's almost inevitable. So what happens if you are married to her? What if it's your wife, someone you're in a relationship with? I think the easy answer there, see if you agree with me, is if she's in that kind of relationship with you where you're happy and healthy together, she should be the one who shuts the situation down before you even have a chance. She should be your huckleberry in making sure these things don't go very far.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you can expect a little bit, right? Like I'm a forgiving, you know, if I'm in a long-term relationship, I'm a little forgiving in the sense that I know everybody likes a little minor flirtation, right? A little attention, I should say, right? And I'm not expecting the women that I've been with over the years to immediately go, I'm taken, you know. But they should never lead a guy on, right? They should never insinuate that they're not taken, you know? They should never insinuate that they're single. The minute it becomes obvious that a guy is hitting on them, they should let it be known, right? But I don't expect them the minute a guy walks over to go flash the wedding ring or immediately say, hey, I'm taken. Because, hey, listen, sometimes we are social creatures. You know, I'm a forgiving in that sense that I understand. You know, we all have that inborn desire just to go out and be seen as being sexy by other people or see as being attractive by other people, right? So I'm okay with that as long as a line isn't crossed.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You've met my wife before. She's very cute, and she's very happy-go-lucky and smiley, you know. Yeah. So she's easy to approach. She's not the kind of woman who would bite anybody's head off.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we were out coaching a guy in field one night, Emily and I, and we were at a club that's known for being one of those outdoor clubs with the Christmas lights, and they're playing horseshoes outside, and it's that kind of club that's kind of sweeping the nation right now. And this guy walks right past my wife, turns around and goes, oh my God, you're gorgeous. Mm. And it's right as I was walking back to my wife having gotten something. And then he turns around and looks at me like in the next breath and goes, oh, you're her husband. Oh my God. And it was just like the guy was playing bumper pool with himself with comments.
Yeah.
And I just laughed. I mean, my wife was kind of laughing, you know, like, thank you.
Yeah.
And I was like, no problem, dude. I agree. She is gorgeous. You know what I mean? It really was that simple. I mean, it was almost weirdly innocuous. I mean, sure, I think if she was single and she were to respond to something that overt, I mean, let's hear it for direct game, right? I mean, if she was single, she may have gotten a good laugh out of that and maybe started a conversation with him because he sort of seemed like he had the personality to be able to carry that off. He was kind of a, you know, happy-go-lucky big bear of a guy himself. But then he saw me and realized I was her husband, and he felt dumb, and he kind of admitted that. And it was like a mea culpa kind of thing, and I just really didn't feel threatened at all at that point. I just agreed with him. I mean, yeah, I'm glad another guy thinks my wife is gorgeous. I agree. She is, you know. And, you know, he kind of wished us well, and Emily and I kind of shrugged and laughed it off. So there's that. And I think a lot of times guys tend to be a little hypersensitive about the women they're with as if it's their woman, as if they have ownership of her.
Yeah.
And guys, you know, the first rule of male-female relationships is you don't own anybody, and neither does she. She can come and go as she pleases. Making a woman want to be with you is the magic. And you wanting her in your life is also essential. There's all this talk, at least there used to be in pickup artist circles, about compliance and getting women to comply with you. And I've always thought that was so crass and indeed wrongheaded, because I want a woman who wants me.
Yeah.
I want a willing woman. And once you have a willing woman who just thinks you've hung the moon and the stars, all of these issues of other guys trying to horn in on her or whatever, they just become moot. You know what I mean? They just kind of disappear in the distance. It's almost like maybe your wife might even come home and tell you, hey, this guy tried to hit on me today. It was really funny. You might even hear the stories. I know I hear occasional stories, and Emily laughs about them. But that has to be your headspace when you're in a relationship with a really sexy, wonderful, beautiful woman. She either has chosen you the way you've chosen her, and she's continuing to choose you, or she's not.
Yeah.
And sure, as a man who knows how to attract a woman and keep her attracted, and here's the hint, guys, keep doing everything you did to attract her from day one. Don't ever slack off. Just be that guy. and she'll stay attracted to you. She'll adore you. Women want to stay attracted to the same guy. Everything you've heard about hypergamy and women are constantly, you know, running around trying to find a guy who will up-level their life somehow. It's just not the way the real world works amongst people who have integrity and character and who have fallen in love with each other. And anything you've ever heard about, oh, any guy can go steal any man's girlfriend and I'll show you how. Yeah, that's a lie. That's marketing hype, and it isn't going to work when people really honestly are into a relationship with each other as they should be. And it's a healthy relationship. You know, here's something to bring up. A lot of times guys will hear from a woman, I have a boyfriend. And indeed, sometimes women will shut down guys who are trying to get their numbers by setting that barrier, you know, as one they just can't get past. Like, how do I ask out a woman who's got a boyfriend? But sometimes a woman will be enjoying the conversation with you. She'll be laughing, having a good time, and the flirt meter might be getting dialed up a little bit. Then she'll mention her boyfriend or her husband. But then she'll keep talking to you. And that's a little different. That means she's setting that boundary because this is getting a little hot, because she's enjoying talking to you just a little bit too much, and she wants to make sure you know that we're going to dance this dance a little bit because it's fun for men and women to talk to each other, but I do have a boyfriend, and please respect that. And see, some guys take that so personally, like they failed, like they got rejected. And again, Bobby, you know what? That's just a low view of women, right?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more, Scott. You kind of summed it up, right? I love the way you said it, that we're going to dance. This is going to be a fun little thing, but nothing's going to happen, right? But that doesn't mean we can't still have this fun little thing. And I think that's a healthy attitude in a sense. It, you know, obviously you don't want, you know, if that's your wife, you don't want her going out all the time having that. But if she goes out and does that, you can't, as a man, being the one getting the reciprocation, right? Being the man out there who she's flirting with. You can't get mad at that, right? She told you, she didn't let it happen, but you still, to me, socializing for the sake of socializing is very fun. You know, we go out with our friends to socialize, and a good night out with your guy friends is different than a good night out talking to a woman, right? It's a different type of conversation. And sometimes we just crave that other type of conversation, right? That conversation that is more of a conversation dance, right? It has a little tension in it. It has a little playfulness in it that you're not going to have with your guy friends. So if she goes out and enjoys that type of conversation, you can't blame her. You can't get mad at her, right? So I agree with you. You can't take it personally. You have to understand that women crave that just as guys crave that, you know, that polarity of talking to a woman that she might not get all the time, because a lot of times when she is in a relationship, her husband isn't giving her that anymore, right? Doesn't mean you shouldn't respect their marriage, but you should understand that, yeah, she may not be getting that flirtatiousness, that playfulness, right? A lot of marriages drain that playfulness.
As we've talked about on this show recently, I think a lot of women really know the art of flirting without it ever leading anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just men and women enjoying the fact that they're men and women talking. They're talking to us in a way they wouldn't talk to their other girlfriends, and we get to talk to them in a way that we wouldn't talk to another dude. And that's as far as it goes, you know? Yep. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about those situations where we would love to ask a woman out, but she seems really popular. And a lot of other guys seem like they're going after her too. Say we go to a company picnic, or we go to our psychology 101 class, and we have our eye on this woman, but she seems like a social butterfly flitting around, talking to a bunch of other guys and laughing and hitting them on the shoulder too. And all these guys seem like they're flirting with her, and we end up thinking, you know, she's got all these options. How do I have a chance? How do I separate myself as the guy she really wants? And indeed, there are other situations where you may be already talking to a woman, maybe going out on a date or two with her, and she keeps telling you about all the other guys who keep calling her, and the ex who won't leave her alone, and other guys just wanting her and hitting on her. What do you do in that first situation, Bobby? And what do you do about that second situation?
So one of the things that I always tell my clients, right, is once a woman completely figures you out, it's over, right? You're never going to have her the way you want to have her. And what happens a lot of times is that in those sort of situations, and in both cases, right, the woman figures you out. Meaning, if you are chasing a woman in your social world, and you're doing it in the same way every other guy is, she's already figured you out. She knows that Scott is into me and he's sending me the same, hey, what's up texts as the other three guys in her phone that day. And he's like slyly suggesting going for drinks, but not outright. You know, a lot of times guys try to hide their intentions. So they'll say, hey, we should go for drinks one day, but not in a overt way. And a lot of times if you're doing the same thing every other guy is doing, you are completely figured out. She's pigeonholed you, right? And the same thing happens, and I always tell guys that the easiest woman to take away, to be stolen, right, is the woman whose boyfriend is, she's already figured him out, right? Meaning like she started dating you, and I don't mean boyfriend, long-term boyfriend. I mean you guys have started dating. She's popular in a social circle, and she within 2 weeks knows that she has you, right? Like you're her, you'll do anything she wants. You've stopped hanging out with her friends. You used to, you know, play in a band, but now you're already kind of canceling your practice to be with her. And you're giving up every other aspect of your life for her. And she's like, she's lost the challenge, right? You're no longer a challenge. And now her attention can go other places, right? On the other hand, if you started talking to her, but you are still that challenge, she hasn't figured you out, right? And she has a really good time with you. But then when she's not with you, she's wondering, oh man, she's thinking, does Scott like me? I couldn't really, like, he seems to really be into me, but he went out with his friends tonight instead of, you know, asking me to hang out. Because, hey, listen, we all know in the beginning, like, it's not great advice to just drop your friends for a woman, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen with her. But a lot of guys, unfortunately, do. They immediately, the minute that they find a woman interested in them, they give up their entire social life just to focus all their attention on her. When you do that, you're putting yourself in a position where she's going to go, well, I got Scott, so let me keep my options open, right? But where she's having a good time with you, but she doesn't quite know where it's going. She knows that she has fun when she's with you, but she doesn't already know after 2 weeks, Scott wants to marry me. Scott wants to be my boyfriend right away. Like, she's still curious. It's very hard for another guy to get her attention. It's very hard. Women have a lot of trouble, and we do as guys too. Like, we tend to infatuate over one person at a time, right? It's very hard to have two obsessions at the same time, two infatuations at the same time. So if she's developing that in one way, it's not going to happen in another way as well.
Well, you know, first of all, this whole idea of chasing versus choosing. If you're chasing her, it's absolutely true. She's going to know she has you. It's a psychological condition, and it's not gender specific. If she knows you're going to be there regardless, even if she treats you horribly, you're still going to be begging to spend time with her, then she doesn't have to give you a whole lot of attention. She can just put you on a shelf and set it and forget it. You'll still be there. So she can go out and explore her options because you're chasing her. You're trying to get her. And so if you're choosing her, that means you had a lot of options, but you told her, you know, I think I'd like to be with you. But see, that's contingent on her wanting to be with you in return. And it's also contingent on her continuing to be the kind of woman you think she is. So the onus is also upon her to be the kind of woman she needs to be to attract you. And that's when you have a healthy two-way relationship. But when you're begging and pleading and just hoping, which is not a strategy at all, right?
Yep.
Then she's just going to keep not respecting you. And you talked about her figuring her out. And what I thought about there was the whole idea of her being your purpose. If you make a woman your life purpose, then there's no life purpose. There's no ambition that she can say, hey, you know, this guy's going somewhere with his life. He's a leader. He's a provider. He's a protector. If all of a sudden that focus is thrust upon her, she feels like the universe is out of kilter. It's like, wait a minute, you know, I'm this guy's purpose. Well, that doesn't sound like my role in this relationship. And she just starts going, ick. And indeed, she has you figured out. It's not attractive to her anymore that you're this way. So yeah, I think you just dropped a whole lot of valuable information that these guys are going to really benefit from. And also another thought associated with all these other guys trying to hit on her and say, hey, we should get a drink sometime. And they're all acting the same way and sending her these, hey, how you doing texts. Here's what you should keep in mind. Virtually zero of those guys are grabbing their balls and actually making plans with her. They're all worried about the rejection and, oh my God, what about all these other guys who like her? Exactly the way you are. They're worried about the same things. It's almost like the first guy to man up and ask her out and say, you know what? The heck with all these other guys. I think you and I ought to be together. She'll go, okay. And next thing you know, you've got a girlfriend. And all these other guys are like, how in the world did you end up with her? And she'll answer for you and say, he's the one who asked me out, dumbass. You know, it's almost that easy quite often, but you'll never know unless you're that guy who sacks up and actually makes the move to say, hey, you know what? You and I should be together. And Bobby, you know, you kind of floated that idea out there, but I want to really drive that nail home. Guys, if there's a woman you want and you don't ever let her know that you were interested, you don't ever make a bold move to spend the time with her, to let her know that, you know, not wearing your heart on your sleeve like some kind of slobbering fool. I mean, we all know that doesn't work. But boldly selecting her from many options, don't come crying to me and Bobby when you never end up with her, if you didn't even try. You know, and that's something I know is a whole show in and of itself. And if you guys want some coaching on how to get better at doing that, definitely give Bobby or me a call. We're both good at what we do. But, you know, kind of moving on to this idea where a woman's already in your life and she's flaunting all these other guys, what's going on there is an insecurity in her.
Yeah.
You can call that insecurity out. You can say, I don't understand why you need to tell me about these other guys. I could tell you about 20 or 30 other men you probably haven't even heard of yet who talk to me about how wonderful you are. So you don't have to impress me with that. I'm already impressed. You can stop now. And just see what she says. And notice, it's not like you're begging her to stop cutting you with these hot razors in your heart like the old song used to go about these other guys in her life. And please don't get in the car with that guy. You're tearing me apart. Don't make it about you. Make it about common decency. Make it about her character. And just see what happens. Because a lot of times when you couch things like that, women will go, you know, maybe I am being a little mature. Maybe I don't need to impress this guy. Yeah, this guy knows I'm popular. He only goes out with popular women. You can tell her that. It's like, hey, you know what? You and every other woman I've ever dated have had lots of guys interested in them. It's impressive. I'm impressed. You can stop now. And I just leave it at that and see what happens. And if she's so immature, she still can't get over herself, which is what that's about. Again, comes back full circle in this conversation, doesn't it, Bobby? Maybe you need a different woman to hang out with.
Yeah. Yeah. You brought up a good point, though. It's a lot of times if they're doing that, it's their insecurity as opposed because what I found, right, is if a woman really is too comfortable with you where she's not even into you and she's losing interest, she will often hide the other guys because she pities you, right? And we all, I mean, there's nothing worse than being pitied, right? But when she's flaunting it, it's because there's a part of her that feels insecure and feels like she needs to impress you. She needs to do that. So I don't think you should necessarily think that, oh, she's doing that, it means she's not into me, because I found it's the opposite. If a woman is overly polite and kind of, I call it politely indifferent, it's like the worst thing you can get, right? Indifference is really the opposite of love. Hate isn't the opposite of love. Indifference is. And if you're getting an indifference or a polite, like, I don't want to hurt your feelings type of attitude, that is a lot worse than a woman who's trying to impress you by mentioning other guys. She's doing that because she likely sees you as being high status and wants to elevate herself in her eyes, or for whatever reason feels insecure that you don't see her that way.
Yeah, I appreciate that you clarified that. Gentlemen, when a woman is trying to impress you with how many other guys want her, indeed, that means she's trying to impress you. I mean, let's just underscore that. It's not like she's trying to push you away. She's trying to get you to want her more. She's trying to impress you more. And yeah, when she gets indifferent, when she's hiding any kind of information from you, whenever she's having to mollycoddle you, whenever she's having to protect your precious little emotions, guess what? That means she's going into mommy mode with you. And Bobby, check me on this. She can't be your mommy and your lover at the same time. Women aren't wired like that.
Yeah.
It's AC and DC.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, man. So let's go ahead and send these guys to your website where they're going to find a great little program you've had out for a few years now called Make Small Talk Sexy. Because, you know, to heck with trying to figure out whether these women want some other guy or not. Now that you have this woman in your life and you want to keep her, how do you talk to her in a way that makes her just enthralled with you, thrilled with you, and want to flirt with you even more? What are they going to find when they get their hands on that program?
So for me, as a naturally introverted guy, being playful and flirtatious came really difficult to me. So this was my way of figuring it all out, kind of discovering almost the secret language of flirting. And that's what the program covers, and that's what they are going to learn. And they're going to learn it from somebody who it did not come naturally to, right? Because as a guy who was in that position, I found it very hard to learn from a naturally outgoing person because that wasn't me, right?
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And you and I are kind of cut out of the same mold there. I wasn't naturally a guy who was outgoing in the life of the party. And I think a lot of guys appreciate that. I had to go learn what I found out about women. And, you know, that makes you and I both the guys to impart it to other guys. There's nothing worse than trying to learn from someone who's a natural at it.
Yeah.
And they just tell you, well, here's a basketball, dribble it. You know, I mean, just do this. I mean, how could it be so hard?
Just talk and be yourself. Well,
yeah.
when you're shy and petrified, it's not always that easy. You know, you kind of need some guidance. You need, you know, it's like saying to somebody, just speak Chinese when you don't speak Chinese, right? It's not easy. You kind of have to learn it.
Well, if you've ever been to China, they kind of do expect
that. Yeah, I can imagine.
You go to Beijing, it's like New York. It's like, what? Don't you speak English? In Beijing, it's like, what? You don't speak Mandarin? What the hell's wrong with you? Go learn it and come back and order your noodles later, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But guys, go to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/Rio, R-I-O, like Bobby Rio and Rio de Janeiro, same Rio, and or Rio Bravo, which is a great movie. So go to www.mountaintoppodcast.com/Rio, R-I-O, and get your hands on Make Small Talk Sexy. And Bobby Rio, it has been a pleasure as always to shoot the breeze with you about women and attraction and dating, and I'm sure these guys genuinely appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Scott, great catching up, and always a pleasure too.
Yeah, likewise. And gentlemen, if you have not been to mountaintoppodcast.com in a while, definitely go check it out. We've got transcripts to every episode from number 150 onward. We also have pictures of all our guests, links to all their websites. You can also download free reports there, including what to do when it's time to break up with a woman, which some of you may be considering after today's show. Who knows? And also you can click the big red button in the upper right-hand corner and talk to me free for 25 minutes. And I want to know what's on your mind. I want to know what's keeping you from getting the kind of women in your life that you'd like to get. I want to help you figure out what's going to help you get that promotion in your career, what's going to bring more adventure into your life like you'd love to see happen. So let's get on the phone and talk for 25 minutes. It's free. If there's a coaching program that's right for you, that'd be a wonderful thing, and we'll figure that out together as well. It's all there for you at www.mountaintoppodcast.com. And until I talk to you again on the next episode, this is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications in San Antonio, Texas. Be good out there.
The Mountaintop Podcast is produced by X and Y Communications. All rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to visit www.mountaintoppodcast.com for show notes. And while you're there, sign up for the free X and Y Communications newsletter for men. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for the Mountaintop Podcast.